Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry, honored to be the host of this podcast and so glad to be joined by a dear friend of mine today, and that is Sean Hamill. Sean, what is going on, my friend?
Not too much, buddy. It's always good to see you. I do my podcast through the same platform, so it's weird to be on this side of it, but it's awesome.
Hey, Riverside is a great thing, so absolutely. Yeah. Big fan of that. Big fan of yours as well, man. So,
well, thanks, man.
Absolutely. Well, take a few minutes, just introduce yourself to our audience, and then I want to talk about storytelling and marketing. I'm excited to get into this today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for having me. I am the founder and managing partner at Art of Dental Marketing. We're a story-based dental marketing agency. So there are a lot of dental marketing agencies out there. Obviously, there are a lot of people that sell dental marketing services. Where ADM really succeeds is that storytelling element and really helping to convert traffic into actual patients, which making a lot of noise, getting awareness, getting people to see and notice your practice and things is one part of it. But how do you get that digital traffic? How do you use ground marketing tactics? How do you use your personal story really to convert that traffic into actually coming to see you? That's really the part that we specialize at. And that's kind of the hard part that seems to kind of be a struggle for a lot of docs is to get their marketing to actually monetize for them.
So you mentioned story-based marketing. I mean, let's start 30,000-foot level here. What is story-based marketing and how is it different from marketing?
Yeah, great question. So with everything in dental is unique. You and I met, what, years ago at this point, and I know we've had various conversations, but there's like marketing and then there's dental marketing, and just like there's story-based marketing and then there's story-based dental marketing. So a lot of it with dental marketing in particular, and I learned this through making mistakes. Like I always tell people, like, I'm not a guru by any means. I learned this from working with a lot of doctors and making a lot of mistakes. Where most dental marketing kind of gets off course initially is you do the same thing that I was taught in college is, you know, you talk about the service, what you're going to do to people, et cetera. Just like, you know, you always talk about features and benefits and things. Where it's unique in dentistry is that doesn't really affect the buying decision a ton for people as far as, first of all, like statistically, most people are afraid to go to the dentist. And that's a big piece is you market to people that are fearful very differently than you market to somebody like buying a car. Or, you know, like going to Mexico on a trip or something like that, you know? And so the way that human beings are wired, you know, we process information. And when we're fearful or apprehensive or nervous, it's more like poking and prodding, like you're looking for commonality, right? It's not necessarily about, well, that's great. Like all the services are great, but like, why should I pick you? You know, why should I come see you? And so the fear basis is huge. Just understanding that mindset and how people are reacting to what you're saying. The other thing about dental marketing with story-based marketing is that, you know, talking to patients about how smart you are, how clinically skilled you are, you know, they got all that alphabet soup after your name. That's great, but most people don't necessarily know what that means. And so, you know, if you ask 10 people, like, of all of your dentists, like, who's the best clinician? They probably don't know, right? They probably all think that they're kind of equally skilled, and that happens quite a bit. And then telling people that you're smart or educated, like, you're a doctor, of course people know that you're smart. So a lot of the platform that a lot of dental marketing stands on, it doesn't really drive what the patient's wanting and looking for, which is connection, experience, likability of the doctor. And so that's why referrals, Kevin, work so well, is because you've got that person or you've got that friend, coworker, family member who's breaking that barrier of clinician patient and saying, hey, the experience is awesome. The doctor's great. So, you know, if like think about when you're choosing a dentist, right? Or when, maybe not you, but let's say a family member just choosing a dentist. I mean, they're probably not going to necessarily make the decision based on what clinically are you going to do to me? It's going to be, where am I going to get the best experience, right?
Yeah.
And so that's really what we dive into in terms of how we build our websites, how we structure the plans for each office. Every dentist is the market differentiator. It's not the dentistry itself. Like their story, why they're practicing, where they're practicing, why they do the dentistry they do. What motivated them to be a doctor? What are their hobbies and interests? You know, when a mom is making a decision for a family dentist, finding a dentist that also has kids is a, you know, it's something where you find commonality and it's comforting. right?
Yeah.
So it's just leading with those points in a variety of ways is how we're able to have as much success as we do with our clients.
I mean, call me crazy, but it sounds like you actually humanize the dentist here. You know,
exactly.
It's behind the mask, and I love that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot of doctors kind of, everybody's, I mean, obviously you have to make money. It's a very expensive business to be in, you have a lot of overhead. And a lot of doctors get very drawn into really just focusing on things that don't necessarily move the needle a ton when it comes to the marketing, like people that like monitor an SEO report every day. Not to say that those metrics aren't important, but again, if you're generating traffic is usually the easy part, it's converting the traffic that's the hard part. And that's where the more that you can inject you and your patient experience and, you know, what you want people to experience, again, hobbies and interests. When you're fearful of somebody and yet you guys have something in common, it makes it, you know, kind of takes the guard down a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I always encourage doctors, whatever your hobbies, interests, things that you're doing, lifestyle stuff you want to share, you don't have to put every aspect of your life on social media, but it is good to let people know who you are. Same thing in the practice marketing. You know, it's very, very beneficial. Some doctors naturally are just kind of better at doing it than others, but it is something that's totally teachable. It's something, you know, we can help you pull out of is really to figure out, kind of cliche, but like find your why, right?
Yep.
We can help you do that and then inject it into all the aspects of your marketing so it's easier for people to choose you.
So hypothetical situation here. You know, you and I talk baseball. So I know connect on baseball. So if I'm a dentist and I'm talking on, hey, I love baseball, you know, and a patient comes in expecting to talk baseball with me, how do I kind of know that this patient's interested in that side of me? Is there a connection there that then I know that this guy's coming in because he's a Rockies or a Dodgers fan or whatever it might be?
That's a great question. A lot of it just organically happens. Like if you ask a dentist, like when I speak, Kevin, I'll say, you know, if you think about your favorite patients, usually you guys have things in common, whether it's a hobby, an interest, a season of life, something like that, where you start to have those conversations and connections with people. By putting it out there, usually a patient will bring it up or maybe say something. Like we have clients that we've worked with that do, you know, photography and things like that. And so we've actually incorporated that into their website. Like we'll have like a gallery and show them, and we kind of document that photography side. But we've had other clients too that, you know, animal loving clients. How I kind of stumbled upon this was helping a friend of mine that had moved to Colorado. And, you know, we were doing a lot of marketing and he and his fiance, now his wife, you know, they're out living that Colorado lifestyle, meeting a lot of people and getting patients from these hobbies because of that common interest. And that's really where I started to learn. This was 9 years ago. Man, I'm getting old, but that's where I really started to see that, wow, like this, the things that I think are driving a buying decision for dentistry, there's a lot of stuff, really the main things in terms of, again, likability, patient experience, comfort level, that I was completely leaving out. And once we laid those elements in, man, it was crazy to see the difference in the practice marketing effectiveness.
And I'm such a big fan of humanizing, you know, the dentist, the dental team, letting people know that they do things outside of the practice, their dads, their moms, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But, you know, how do you layer in that with also, obviously, they want to push whitening. They want to push, you know, whatever it might be, how do you layer in that within the pitch, you know, making sure that people know what you're known for in your practice as well?
Great question. A lot of it, I mean, you can, like, luckily in this day and age, you can use social media to a degree, but it's a lot of it starts with like the bio. I mean, if you read the average doctor bio, it's you and like, you know, they're in a white coat. We've got tons of paragraphs about how smart we are. And then we have like three lines about who we are. And so I like to flip that because you can explain more of who you are up top. You can show images. Like some of the biggest detriments dentists face, one is like paying, not necessarily, I wouldn't say cheap, but they pay less money for less content, less quality, a lot of stock imagery and stuff. And you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot because then you're omitting who you are and why you do what you do. And you're also getting into a point where it's like proximity and price are going to be the main differentiators for you getting a patient or not. And that's a terrible way, right? Because every doctor says, well, come see me. Like, we take better care of you. We, you know, our experience is like this. We have this, but it's not in the message anywhere. And so you're competing on things like proximity and price and stuff, which it's just a race to the bottom. But when you have those elements and you lay them into your website, you can easily shoot video. We have a great resource called Pocket Video Coach that's totally free. It's not, there's no back end, like we're not going to harass you or anything. We came up with it at the start of COVID. We teach people how to make quality content with their phone, because most phones shoot in 4K, at least 1080, yep. But just how to document that stuff. And then show people who you are. You can put videos on your site, photos on your site. You can put the language in your website talking about who you are, talking about the patient experience. And then you have the review piece, which reviews are huge for local SEO. You want a high count, et cetera. But those also, like, that's your brand voice. That's all your social proof. That's everybody saying, hey, this practice is everything that they're saying it is and more. Like, yep. So, you know, you just kind of use all of that in a cohesive fashion. But putting it in your bio, leveraging photos, leveraging video content, using that on Google Business, using it on your website, using it in your social media, just not doing the stock stuff, you know, just really just humanizing yourself and put it out there. And it's funny you bring up whitening. We've had a lot of success helping docs with those little add-ons like the varnish and whitening. And, you know, it affects an extra $300, $500 a day adds up after a while. And one of the best things we've seen with whitening is just changing kind of where you position it a little bit. So instead of chair side asking people, where people have a good clip, I mean, they close chair side, but you're kind of putting yourself in that rebuttal phase, because usually when you ask somebody for more money, it's kind of knee jerk to be like, no. Or they have to go. It's like, I don't have time. Like, I'd love to, but I got to go. So just having clients ask between the confirmation of the hygiene appointment and when they come in that little window, that's like prime sales time, because you have their attention and they're coming in to you anyway. So you can send an email, you can send whatever and say, hey, we have these additional services. Do you want to add these on to your appointment? And that's just thinking of it like, okay, as a human, what, like, where would I say yes to this? Because everybody wants white teeth, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not the, do I want my teeth white or not? That's the no. It's usually like, again, you're asking for money and people say, no, thank you. Or I would love to, but I got to go. So just little stuff like that in a million different ways adds up to big results for offices.
So a question for you, Sean, because we're talking about humanizing the dentist, obviously. Is it important to humanize the hygienist, the insurance coordinator, you know, the members of the team as well? Or is it really the focus on the doctor and then you get to know the team members once you're at the practice?
Man, that's a slippery slope because you know, you got turnover. I always encourage people to at least, if it's like, if it's patient facing and it's going to be somebody that's right here, right? It's good to at least talk a little bit about who they are, show who they are. You don't have to put your last name. You don't have to get super in depth, but to give people a little bit of insight, you can really capture that culture and things through like your social media channels, stuff like that as well, where it's more of like the village versus each individual person. But I think, yeah, if it's somebody that's patient facing, somebody that's locked in, some of our clients, you know, we just say, hey, because doc will say, hey, should I just wait 6 months or a year to make sure that this person's going to stick around? You can do that, but also it's pretty simple to switch things out. You know, if you're working with, obviously there's a lot of different web partners out there, but with a dental marketing, plan and with a dental practice website, you should have the understanding that updates need to happen because we're getting new reviews, we're getting new case photos, we have all kinds of stuff constantly going on. So I would encourage people to make sure that that's in their contract, that hey, I get edits whenever I need them.
Nice.
But as far as face-to-face, like the team member, I would have photos of the patient facing people, the people that they're going to interact with, and give them a little bit of insight too of who they're dealing with, you know, why they work there. And that will tie into the overall kind of theme, I think, of most people's patient experience that they want to give.
And I'm glad you mentioned the edits, because I will tell you, so often now we do have turnover. Let's be honest, we do. But if you have your team members on your page and you haven't updated that in a year, my guess is something's changed, you know? A lot of things can change very quickly. And so I'm glad you mentioned that, making sure that your website stays current, because I really do think that's part of your story as well as who you're
totally. And it's, you know, you're telling a, whether you try to control it or not, or take control of the narrative, every patient that leaves, somebody somewhere is going to say, how was the dentist today? Like, they're always having those stories told. So it is, yeah. I mean, keeping it up to date as a small business, obviously there's, you know, they're sizable businesses, but geographically they're pretty tight, circular 3 to 5 miles. Usually we can expand that for specialists, but you know, owning that area, owning that space, a lot of that starts with understanding the patients aren't necessarily buying dentistry. They're buying, what's the experience like when you do my dentistry, really? Is, you know, that's what they're buying. So yeah, we want to document that stuff. We want to make sure we have a good website, that it is fast, that we have easy accessibility for people to fill out forms or call us. Even things like, make sure you own your website. Like that's something I've seen in the last few years, that doctors are getting in agreements where they're kind of leasing a site. They don't even own it. And they don't know that until, you know, they ask a question or maybe they want to move away and try something different. And the companies are saying, well, you don't own your website, so you have to start over from scratch. Wow. There's a lot of little pitfalls out there. But as far as the story-based approach goes, yeah, the keeping your website up to date, keeping your team up to date, letting people know, you know, when you come into the office, what the operatory looks like, you know, what the team looks like, what the faces I see are going to look like. We go back to the beginning with that fear and apprehension. You can soothe people into calling you more than if it, like, so think about this, Kevin, like you go to a website, you just moved to a new city, you're looking for a dentist, you find six that are by your house. Mm-hmm. You go to the website, they all have stock photos, right? I chuckle because it's like, let's say you move to, you know, rural Idaho or something, and you go to a practice website and it's a couple walking on a beach for whatever reason, right?
Yep.
But you see this stuff and clearly, you know, these people are not actual patients. This is not the actual office. And you're just reading about the ins and outs of procedures and what we're going to do to you. Or you go to a website and you get to see, because I'm kind of apprehensive, I can see the doctor, the team members, the operatory, the waiting room, what it's going to look like. And then I see other happy faces of people that say, this is the greatest dental experience of my life. Are you kidding me? Like, it was awesome. They have massage chairs, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Those things are going to gravitate people to you, and has nothing to do with dentistry. It has nothing to do with your accreditation, your certification, your advanced training, any of that stuff. It's just, wow, I'm going to get a really good experience over here. Since I see probably all these dentists are the same, I'm going to go over here where they have massage chairs and Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's just those little intangibles.
Yeah. Sign me up for that. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know we've just kind of scratched the surface here. I know that there's a lot more story behind the story-based marketing, but I want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you, how they learn more about you, and because I think that you've probably generated some questions in some minds today.
Wow. Yeah, I hope so. We have a ton of fun doing this. I am very, very passionate about it. We love seeing doctors succeed and actually get good results from their marketing. So you can always go to artofdentalmarketing.com, or you can email me, Sean, S-E-A-N, I spell it the right way, S-E-A-N, at artofdentalmarketing.com. Always available. We have the Art of Dental Marketing Facebook group. I know everybody under the sun has a Facebook group, but our group really is just ask, answer questions. You know, the ground marketing piece, like I spoke about at the beginning part of the call, every client that we engage with, Kevin, every plan is unique to the doctor. So we have certain things like website, SEO, AdWords that have to happen. But outside of that, there's a customized piece to the rest of it where we look at community-based marketing, ground marketing. We don't execute on it. We can't, but we give the practice ideas of things to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, having all of that together, usually the ground marketing piece, if anybody listening is interested in that part, would be happy for any listeners of your podcast to do, you know, 15, 20 minutes with them to go through, look at the Google map together, and maybe give them some ideas of ground marketing stuff. So feel free to reach out, mention that you watched this podcast with Kevin, and we'll do the free ground marketing kind of audit and idea session.
Very cool. And all those links that Sean mentioned, including email address, we're going to put in the show notes to make sure it's really easy for you to find. You know, Sean, hey man, always good to talk to you and always good to talk shop with you as well. Thanks so much.
You too, buddy. We covered a lot in a little bit of time. So
it was quite the journey. So I appreciate that. And appreciate all of you listening to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast. Hey, make sure you're checking out speakingconsultingnetwork.com. That's where great minds in the industry like Sean are hanging out, like so many of the great consultants who are out there. We're all sharpening that sword, working together to make sure that we provide best experience for all the dental customers who are out there. Until next time, Kevin Henry, host of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, signing off, wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.